one. I'm having a really empowering day today because I'm getting rid of some really negative people in my life. These are people who put me in a box in their head and expect me to say thank you. These are people who expect me to act in a certain way. I'm saying no thank you. Now, is it going to create some temporary challenges for me? Yes. But will it be worth it? Absolutely. 150,000%. Right on. You won't stop. You get the funky feeling up. And nothing but a party. And nothing but a party, yo. On today's show, we're talking about asking for permission, which is something a lot of us do, and we don't even realize we're doing it, but it's something you really want to become aware of. Because all it's doing is making you feel empowered and inferior and helpless and hopeless, and you're never going to go anywhere and do anything as long as you feel that way. So what exactly is asking for permission? So what is asking for permission? Well, I'm not talking about when you're a kid and you're asking if you can have a snack before dinner. I'm talking about asking for permission about doing what we want to do, about saying what we want to say, be who we want to be, dance how we want to dance, just exist how we want to exist. So often, we look to other people around us, depending on how they react to us acting a certain way, take that as either permission or the message that we need to stop that right now. Because if we don't, there will be consequences. Like, how often have you not worn something that you wanted to wear because of the disapproval you imagine others will give you? Or because of the disapproval others will give you? That's asking for permission. Because if those people had told you, yeah, sure. Oh, you look so great and wonderful. Where did you buy that? I need to get one of those. Then you would have no problem wearing that. But when they act negatively, you decide that they have the power to tell you how you should dress. And this is just such a mild example. Often we let other people choose our careers for us, our spouses for us, our friends for us, the city we live in, everything we do is judged on or happens because of other people's judgments that we say we must listen to, that we tell ourselves we have to listen to. And it's so disempowering to do that. And you'll never become who you are truly meant to be if you keep listening to that. You'll never find your happiness if you keep listening to that or keep doing that, asking for permission. And why does this happen? You may wonder, like, how did I ever get to this point? I thought I was an adult. I thought I was making my own decisions. And sometimes you are, but sometimes you aren't. And a lot of the time, this happens because when you were growing up, you were in an environment where everyone made the decisions for you. They picked your clothes, they picked your food, they told you what you should study, they chose your after-school activities, they didn't support your choices. And there was often a very negative backlash to you trying to assert yourself. And so you just learned that it was safer and maybe not as fulfilling and exciting, but it was still okay if you just went along with what they said. But as you get older, you realize that you're not happy anymore. And that is where things are going to change. So asking for permission. Now, you may be thinking to yourselves right now, well, maybe I'm not getting everything I want in life, but, you know, life isn't really so bad. And if that's how it is for you, fantastic, because, of course, compromise is essential in life. That's, you know, we're all interconnected. We have to compromise sometimes. And I strongly encourage that. But it may be showing up. You're asking for permission, maybe showing up in other ways. It may be, as I mentioned before, a fear. If you have a fear to say what you really want to say to people, even amongst your friends, to like offer your opinion or suggest new things, or to do what you want to do in life, you always settle. You let other people choose your career for you. And just to generally be who you are, to let your personality shine, your humor, your intelligence, your creativity, whatever it may be. If you're afraid to do these things, then you're probably asking for permission from other people to be who you are, to live your life. It may show up as you always deferring to other people. You hold other people's opinions as being higher than yours. You always assume that other people have more knowledge than you, more wisdom than you, more experience than you, and therefore they know better and you should just listen to them. So they always get to decide. Or it may show up in quieter ways, because you're feeling inferior to people around you. You may have imposter syndrome. You may have low self-esteem, meaning you don't feel good about who you are as a person. You may feel like you're a bad person. Or maybe you have low self-confidence, meaning you don't feel confident in your ability to handle situations. You may just feel generally inadequate. Not pretty enough, not smart enough, not handsome enough, not funny enough, not rich enough, not whatever enough. This is how asking for permission shows up in your life. But don't get down. I don't want anyone crying, even though I touched on some difficult subjects there. And if you are crying, I am sorry. I truly am. Crying can be healing, though. Sometimes that's how we break the wall down, wash it away. So here's the good news. You can start listening to yourself and making your own decisions. In other words, instead of listening to the voice of authority from other people, you can listen to your own voice of authority that you carry within yourself, meaning you can listen to your own wisdom that is in there, even if you don't feel it is, even if you've made lots of mistakes in the past. It's there, you just didn't listen to it. You can listen and learn from your past experiences. And of course, your intelligence. One thing that's really important is to know what your values are. What is important to you in life? Is it laughter? Is it generosity? Is it working hard? Is it having lots of money? Is it having lots of freedom? What is it? Anything that's important to you. There's no right or wrong answers. Whatever is important to you is what you value. Your values. So when people ask you, what's your values? Those are your values. This is what I value in life. So right now, I want you to pause the podcast, take out a piece of paper, take out your phone, whatever, and write down what do you value in life? What's important to you? Just take 2 minutes and do it. You can come back to it after and keep adding to it. And this list can always be evolving and changing. That's okay too. Okay. So now that you have your list of values, I want you to think of a situation that's very important to you right now, something that's happening in your life, and think of the outcome you want from that situation. And now what we're going to do is go back to your list of values and see how they can fit in to your plan on how you're going to get that outcome to the situation you want. This is also known as your goal. So how are you going to bring your values into your goal in life? Of course, you can have many goals, but we're just talking about one for now. So say you want a new job that suits you better. Well, what's on your list of values? Is it creativity? Is it hard work? Is it laughter? Is it intelligence? Is it, well, you tell me, what is it? So now, as you start to look for a new job, you're going to find jobs that match these values. You're going to find jobs where you can bring these values into it. And if the jobs that you've always gotten or are always going after don't include these values, and you wonder why you're unhappy at work all the time, that could be a clue. Definitely. It could be anything. Maybe you want to be more creative. Maybe that's your goal. Well, what sort of things do you value? Is it hands-on work? Is it more mental creativity? So then you'll want to bring those into your goal of being more creative. And so on, and so on. I hope this makes sense for you. And you can start very, very small. In fact, I suggest starting very, very small. Because learning to own your authority happens over time. But even with the smallest accomplishment that happened because you listened to yourself, that's what's going to spark the fire until you turn into a raging authority monster. No, please don't. We don't need more monsters in the world. I know there's good monsters too, but I'm just having a monster-free year. Thank you very much. Okay, so what are you going to gain from all of this? You're going to gain more energy. You probably weren't expecting me to say that. Because you're not doing the mental fight with everyone around you all the time. There won't be that tension there between, say, you and your friends. Because you're not giving them all of the power in the relationship. You're taking back some of it. And so there's less resentment towards the people around you. Because they'll still offer their opinions and you're going to say, thank you very much. And then you can decide whether their opinion has any validity and is there something there you actually should be listening to? And it has to be real. It can't just be their opinion. And if there is something there, you can say thank you and listen to that, and then you'll go back to yourself and adjust. And if there's nothing there, say thank you very much and then just listen to yourself. That is how you build your own authority. It's really that simple. And the more you do that, the better you're going to feel about yourself, the more capable you're going to feel, meaning you're going to have increased self-esteem and self-confidence as you try out little things and you see that they work. And if they don't work, you're learning from your mistakes and applying them to the next thing that you try. You're going to build your own authority, like I said. And along with that is going to come increased excitement for your life as you try new things, as you get creative in trying new things, and your mind starts to open up. You're like, wow, I tried that. That kind of worked. Or maybe it didn't work, but whatever, I tried it. I survived. What if I tried that? What if I tried that? And before you know it, your fear of the world is just a little less and a little less. And your excitement for the possibilities in life is growing every day. Before you know it, your excitement for all the possibilities that you start to see in your life grows. And that, my dear, makes for a much better life. Take it from someone who's been there. So that is all for today. I think I've talked to your ear off enough. I hope you found this helpful. If you have any questions or you want to send any comments, you can find me on my website at www.calminthejungle.com. That's C-A-L-M in the jungle .com, C-O-M. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook under the same name, Calm in the Jungle. So until next time, stay true to yourself, listen to yourself, and remember, you are more powerful than you ever imagined.